Berks Tree Service.
Hi, this is Alfonso with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base with Richard. Is he in?
No, he's passed.
Oh, he's passed away? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you could point me...
His son owns the company now.
Does he? Do you know what's his name?
Dan.
Is he in today or
He's out on the road right now. The best time to reach Dan is between 7 and 8:30 in the morning. That's the best time. He's in the office then he's gone for the day out doing estimates after that.
Okay, so 7 to 8:30. Is there a good email for him that you have on file?
Berkstree@metrocast.net.
Okay, Berks. So Berkstree at, what was the at part?
Metrocast.
Metrocast.net.
.net.
And then Metro is MetroCast?
Yes.
Berks.tree.metrocast.com. Alrighty, and do you want to take down my information? Just you can just leave it on the desk.
Sure.
Alright, yeah, cool. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alrighty, my name's Alfonso Garza.
Garza, yeah.
Uh-huh. My number is
858-252-1487.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff, and it's spelled B-A-N-K of...
Yeah.
And then Cardiff, it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different.
What are you looking to try to find? I mean, tell. I mean, what's this concerning, anyhow, Alfonso?
It's just we sent out an offer to him, and I just wanted to follow up if there was a need or not.
Okay, because I know we're not in the need of any equipment or anything right now, so.
Okay.
Financing.
Do you know maybe when you guys either bring on some equipment or capital, like?
Not right off, because we just ended up buying a new stump grinder and a new truck, so we've already financed that and everything, so
okay,
we're all set right now.
Has he looked into maybe refinancing that?
No. What's your finance rate?
Well, it kind of depends on a little bit of factors, what he looks like on paper, and what he's actually looking to do. It all just also depends on the equipment. So I just wanted to touch base with him because there's a little bit of factors that kind of come into play. Do you know if his personal credit's good or not? Or?
Oh, yeah. I pay all the bills here, and they get paid on time.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's a little bit of factors that kind of come in.
You can shoot him an email, but I don't think he's interested in it right now. But go ahead and shoot him an email if you want.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. Do you guys have, new plans or any projects coming up?
We have 2 months worth of work that we're trying to pick away at
before
the winter gets here. I mean, we're swamped with work. That's not an issue.
Okay. That's good. You guys are keeping busy, so business has been good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely good. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have you guys been doing anything different to attribute growth?
No.
Not at the time. Are you guys trying to take on more workers or?
No, we were looking to hire two more people, but we've survived the summer without them. Because the winter slows down because of, you know, but we do plowing in the winter, so.
So there's no slow times.
Right.
Is it a little bit slower in the winters because,
Yeah, a little bit slower because if we get snow and everything, they don't do tree work or the roads are posted or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. Well, at least you guys are keeping busy, well, that's good. What was your name again? Sorry, I didn't get it.
My name's Elaine.
Elaine. All right, Elaine, nice to meet you. yeah, I'll definitely send him an email, and then I'll just kind of follow up with him early in the morning, try to catch him, see if he's interested or not.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Elaine. You have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.